You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for Season 3, Episode 4 of Jersey Shore. Tonight's host is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Joining Kevin will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Jesse J-Gel Giannetti, Roxy Rookie Stryer, and Phil the Thrill Svitek. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. We want to hear from you, too. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 347-855-8269. That's 347-855-8269. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro.
Thank you, Sir Richard Wentworth. So great to be here, you guys. Another amazing episode joining our friends from the Jersey Shore. We see MVP D. We see Snooki's, the aftermath of Snooki's arrest, the subsequent depression that ensues, and then her getting the most amazing fairy tale Guido juicer gorilla. Just so wonderful. Such a great happy ending. And then, of course, left with the drama and aftermath of J-Wow and Tom. But before we get into that, I also want to announce in our special segments, plural, we're going to go over, yes, of course, the after show, which kind of caught us off guard. We didn't know.
It did.
We didn't know we were coming up to the studio, and it was like, oh, my God, after show. Everyone went right back down, and we saw it. So anyway, we'll go over what we saw with that. And then in the other part of our special segment, and it's a little bit of a surprise to the kids here, is I'm going to tell all of them why the Jersey Shore cast, why they are actually, why they get a bad rap, and why they are superior to all the other train wreck reality show casts. It hit me in a few moments I had there. Anyway, we'll get into it later. Believe me, you guys, I'm sure, will all agree with me. Well, you'll be forced to because I'm the host and I have the mic. Anyway, MVP D. Deanna comes out strong.
Deanna, don't make the mistake.
Was it Deanna?
Deanna.
Oh, sorry, I'm my
You're
four
like Ronnie.
Drinks in.
So, Deanna.
Okay, so it's Deanna. But I am so impressed. 3 years, no one's been able to hang with these guys. Well, no female, unless they just are there for to be DTF. This girl, like, came out strong. She was, not only that, she's making out with girls. She's bringing, they were, like, standing alone.
Yeah.
I mean, situation had a little action going, but you see.
Yeah, that's what they said to her. They said, you know, most girls would either be a cock block or not be a good time or something. And she was awesome, you know.
Which our other girls have been. I mean, I love them to death. But yeah. It's like, you know, J-Wow's been nothing but somber since, like, season one.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, Nicole, season one, correct.
Right? Nicole's up and down,
right?
And we know, you know, Sammy Sourpuss. I mean, we know what we get
she's
with not, her.
She doesn't even exist. She wasn't even in the episode.
And
today.
Angeline just kind of tried to go out with them a couple of times,
and
remember?
they ditched her.
So it's just like, so finally, I mean, I using the sports analogy, this is such an infuse of new talent. It's like they signed this free agent now, who comes off the bench and gives quality minutes.
Not to interrupt you guys, but we have Mari Fagel on the line with us. And
finally, Mari!
Hi, what's going on?
Hi, Mari.
Mari, I was yelling at the screen a bunch of times about you tonight.
Why were you yelling about me?
Because you're Scoop Fagel. I want to know about Danny the T-shirt guy, and now I have another dilemma. I need you to find out.
And about the house.
We need you to find out about J-Wow's house, if that's actually her house, she owns it. Is it a lease she has with the guy? Is the lease in her name? Is it a lease in the guy's name? Is it a lease in both their names? I know Scoop Fagel will find that out for us. our East Coast
Okay, we'll find out about the house. I'm working on getting Danny Merck, a.k.a. the Shore Store owner, for AfterBuzz TV, but no luck thus far. I'll keep working. I spoke to someone from the Seaside Tourism Bureau today to try to track down his number.
Mari!
Because mysteriously, the number that was online was disconnected. Finding Danny Merck seems to be a little bit of a task.
It's going to be difficult, but you know what? That's why we have Scoop Fagel on it. Okay, so tell me, what did you think of MVPD?
I love Dina. I think she's a great addition, and I'm excited to see more of her.
Well, one of the things we were talking about last week, Roxy, you weren't here. We talked about you being in the house, but we also talked about how Mari would be, in the house. And I had Mari down as JWoww's prison bitch. She basically would just be the prison bitch just to be protected, just to be safe.
Mari, how does that make you feel as the prison bitch? Because I didn't feel particularly great when they told me that I would fit in perfectly because I am a Jersey Shore member.
Yeah, she's one of them. Yeah, she'd get in there.
I'm
one
of
them. I think
I'd rather be a prison bitch.
But I am concerned because with all your angst and your venom and everything else you've got going and your attitude, I'm afraid that we don't have the fist to back it up.
I don't know. Yeah, you're. You know what? I'm a little tiny, but
Not worried about tiny, but I'm more worried about like. Come on, I saw the house you grew
up
in.
I have.
You know, you don't come from this world.
Here's my thing, though.
Different
world. I have an older brother, but having an older brother, everybody with an older brother knows you have 50 older brothers. All of his best friends, you know, they always come over and they rag on me and they beat on me a little bit. So I'm a little tougher than I look.
Wait, have you ever had a roll around with a girl like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Felicia Ramondi. Oh, my goodness.
You threw down? And with a Guidette.
No, she
Ramondi?
She's half Italian, half Irish. And I guess she's a Guidette. She's a Guidette.
No, because
you know, we were friends. We are friends. We're very, very close. But talk about. Love you, Felicia. I'm really sorry. Talk about a hood rat. This girl grew up like, I'm telling you, she's like the trashiest of all trashies. And we were drunk one night, and I don't even know what started it. And all of a sudden, she's like throwing fists at me. And I was like, oh, my God.
How'd you do?
Oh, I kicked the crap out of her. She was small, too, though. But she was way more drunk than I was. No, about my size.
Mari, right or wrong, you've never been in a situation like that. Don't even lie for AfterBuzz.
I've never been in a situation like that.
No, not my
like
little
that.
Mari. No, Mari
I would
a
never
nerd.
Throw the
what
first
do
punch.
Love about
you don't do that. You don't do that. I don't believe in that. So I would never fight Mari because Mari would never fight
me. No. First of all, Mari's a prison bitch. Mari's not fighting anybody. Mari's going to just go along and do the time and get out. I've been there, Mari. I'm the same way. Just do the time. That's it. Just do the time. Be quiet. You want to do some extra work for the warden, maybe like work in his office a little bit. Whatever you have to do to get out, that's what you do.
I stand up for myself. I've never fought.
Mari,
never pulled hair extensions
Mari,
out and done anything like Jersey
Mari,
Shore, but I fought. I stand up for myself.
Sure. With your boss at your job or, you know, maybe a summer job here and there. Or, yes, you'll tell the teacher, why did I get an A-? I really believe I deserved an A. This is not the kind of fighting back. We're putting you into a different environment.
I'm going to say, I know Mari, and the only time I could see you standing up is if someone gives Louie, her dog, a bad haircut.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Really? Is that what you throw down?
Yes.
I love Louie.
Okay, Mari, what happens, though, if Sammy comes up to you and says, you're a slutty bitch? What do you do? You just take it, prison guard lady?
I'm not going to take it.
Mari's going to say is, Sammy, I believe your feelings are valid. You know, you feelings are not right or wrong.
However,
they are yours. However, I believe differently. And I think that's what's wonderful about the house.
Agree to disagree.
Right. That's going to be something along those lines.
Mari.
But if I'm JWoww's prison bitch, then JWoww will
exactly.
stand up for me.
Yeah, exactly. JWoww's going to get off that couch. And, you know, by the way, can you imagine, Mari, like with your brains, what you'd do for that operation? They would love you.
Yes.
You'd be looking over all JWoww's deals, negotiating the Playboy thing, everything. She would totally, I'm telling you, like a true old school Guidette would be off that couch so fast.
Take out a pen and paper and maximize the amount of partying hours. Figure it out for them. Ooh, they're going to love you.
No, they would love it. No, they would. Mari, because I've been you before. No.
I've been you.
Working construction, Local 22 back home. They loved me. They liked anything that like involved... writing more than 20 words at once. I mean, anything that involved a bachelor's degree, maybe, not even less. It was like they brought to me. So whether it was medical, legal, like, and I remember just saying, no, guys, I was a history major. It didn't matter. But in return, no, they all had my backs. You just got to do the time. That's you, Mari.
Mari's like, well, I don't know.
If I were JWoww's assistant, I would make sure that what Tom did to her would not have happened.
By the way, I'm having a moment here with you see, guy, I'm trying to give host lessons to everybody. Now, you see how we have these nice moments of silence, and you see how everyone's getting a chance to speak. So, Jesse and Roxy, when you guys are doing this, is now I want everyone to talk at once. Now, you, Mari, too. Ready? One, two, three. So, anyway, so I just.
Right,
I'm
just talking right now.
Okay, now you see, these are the other AfterBuzz shows, and I listen to them, and I'm so fucking annoyed. Like, somebody take command of the fucking ship.
That is such crap. I feel like I don't do that at all. At all. Oh, God. That was a bad one.
Maybe you don't, but everyone else around you do. And no, but the host needs to step on you.
I feel like I do that. Don't I do that in Gossip Girl? Desperate?
All right.
You're better than me. I will admit
it. No, it's not about better. It's about what we need to do.
You win.
This is the example we need to follow.
You can step on my toes any day, Kevin.
Mari, I need you out here. Because Mari's got real training at this. She's not clowns like us. Mari's the real
deal. Thank you all. Yeah, I'll be out in L.A. in February, excited to sit in the studio.
Why are you
Mari!
Why are you coming out, Mari?
Why am I coming out? I'm coming home.
For how long? For Valentine's?
Sorry?
For Valentine's Day, why would you be coming home? You have a
job.
I'm
coming home the day after Valentine's Day.
And for how long? For how long?
2 weeks.
Oh, good. Oh, we'll have a lot of Mari then. Very exciting. Okay. So we all love Deanna.
Yes.
Right? And we love MVPD, and I think it's coming at a nice point in the series because really we've played out a lot of Sammy and Ronnie and a lot of the sadness. And at the same time, We're also seeing JWoww kind of go back to vintage JWoww, original JWoww, which was season one. And you guys know it's always been my complaint is I don't like JWoww with the boyfriend.
You're happy now.
Yes, finally we like lose this like ball and chain. Now it's like before it was like going to dinner, having ice cream. Like this is not the Jersey Shore. So I'm grateful for it, but. Going back, let's go back and talk about let's backtrack and get into Snooki.
Okay.
So we see Snooki, and we see her right after the arrest.
But for me, okay, it was the episode is called Free Snooki. So, and we spend all of 3 to 4, maybe at the best 5 minutes of the whole Free Snooki arrest.
It was just about the T-shirt.
A marketing scheme, right?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yes. Now, so. How fast did they make that T-shirt?
Exactly.
Or did they shoot this? It wouldn't be plausible if
they didn't work at a T-shirt shop. You saw even in this episode, he was like, Snooki, you want to feel better? Go screen yourself a sweatshirt in the back. JWoww could have literally walked in and said, I want a pink tank top that says Free Snooki. And 5 minutes later, Danny, the T-shirt guy, who sucks up to them, literally would suck on JWoww's clothes.
Danny BC was such a douche.
Exactly.
But like the
exactly.
new Danny. And okay. you know, and it's like, I'm sorry to get off on a tangent, but when I see him, but not only the outfit, but his attitude.
Yeah.
And you can tell he's such a jerk that he's really struggling to be nice.
That's
it's killing
who I would
him.
Fight
his
with.
Teeth are about to fall out because of all the lies and the pus that's coming out of him, that's spewing out of his mm-hmm. body, because this is not him.
He has
like,
a
he's like, come on, JWoww. He's like, come on, Snooki.
Get
cheer
back to
up.
Cheer up.
He wants to stab them. Like, this is so not him, because he's not a nice, charming guy. He's a douche.
But otherwise, he's never
I don't think he's a douche.
Oh, good. You need to stick
really
up for him, because
maybe
you need
to. Maybe it's because the show's getting him a lot of money, but I don't think he's a jerk.
Well, wait, but so because the show's making him money, that makes him a good person?
No, it is.
Well, I'm saying that might
no,
be
I'm saying
a
he's
possible
acting.
Reason for him being nice.
That is the reason, but that's an act, is what I'm trying to say. And you can tell he's acting. He's more the sadist. Go back to season one.
Well, would you want them working for you? I mean, so I could see why you're saying he is an ass.
What would you do if you were him? You would just stick to being an asshole?
Yeah, I'd probably follow through a full commitment. I would. No, I'm telling you now, business-wise as well, fully commit.
Okay.
Because then, now he's kind of a character, but if he really wrote them and had problems with all of them and created subplot, absolutely. And it's like, oh, no, we got to do it. Now he's just kind of, he's a lampshade. He's there.
No, but I don't want to watch that. I want to see them with Roger and his friend. Yeah.
I want to see these guys roll around with anybody.
I don't want to see him come out and say, get your asses back in the shop, guys.
I just read it. All like, I'm saying is, it's not, it's fine. It doesn't bother me to that point. I'm just pointing out that.
So it bothers you.
I've just known so many crappy. See, again, Roxy, you've never worked for those people because you've probably never worked a job.
I only work for that.
I've never worked a job. Do you know how many Danny T-shirt bozos I've had in my life? And, you know, and now to see him, like, all his feathers plucked, and to see him as this docile, like, pussycat.
I bow down.
It's just so annoying. Bow down to me.
Mr.
Now.
Job worker.
Bow down.
Jesus.
No, because I've been there.
It's a job.
I've worked.
So anyway, I see
all
him.
All I have to say is let's hope when I get Danny on the show that he doesn't hear this show where we're calling him a douchebag.
No, well, we are.
I'm sticking up for Danny.
And I liked him as the douchebag.
So am I.
I don't like the corrupt. I don't like this, like, the new Danny with the nice haircut and the.
I think you're just on a mean tint. Like, right now.
Yeah, you know why? Because they probably started drinking.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's not good. It's not a good sign. You know, I started drinking and I'm happy now. You started drinking and you're making fun of everybody.
Miserable?
I don't know if you can come on spring break with me anymore.
No, we already talked about this. You didn't even invite us.
I haven't made my plans yet.
No, when we go on air, oh, spring break, yeah, awesome. We're all in. And then it's just like mics go off. It's crickets.
I will go.
To the Beamer. Out comes she's texting the
million
fake friends, and she's out to the next event. Anyway.
And that's enough about my spring break.
Yes, that's enough about your spring break. All right, so we free Snooki, and so you believe JWoww just went and made the she got arrested, and JWoww in those 6 or 7 hour turnaround went and made a t-shirt?
No, I think that the Jersey Shore people went and said, hey, can you make this t-shirt? They went and dropped it off at JWoww. JWoww was like, ha-ha,
that's
kind of funny.
To Sally Salzano's fast-thinking crew?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Anyway.
It's because you know what it's off of is Free Wheezy.
There's a lot.
Free
everybody.
Yeah, but
it's
like that's
everybody.
Recently, that's the shirt design of the Free Wheezy girl shirt.
What's Free Wheezy?
Free Wheezy, Lil Wayne in jail. Yep. Free Wheezy, and it was like a little pink tank top that in that font said Free Wheezy, and then he got out of jail recently.
All right.
You know, I think they were just on their toes.
I'd buy the shirt anyway. Okay, so she's out, and she talks to the dad. And what I love about Snooki is so unfazed.
Oh, I felt bad for her.
You did?
You
know why?
There's
did
nothing
you really?
Worse.
Are you just acting?
No, I'm serious. No. I'm not acting right now.
Right.
I'm working on a show. I'm after Buzz and I'm being honest. Here's the thing. There's nothing worse than when your parents tell you they're disappointed in you. And she's on live television. Well, not live, but she's on reality show. What is she supposed to do? Start crying and be like, Dad, I'm so sorry.
No, but the father yelled at her or whatever, and she did not seem fazed.
No,
I would have if my dad yelled at me like that, I would have crumbled.
Oh, my God.
Or I would have yelled back. I would have reacted.
Do you know how many times he's yelled at her? Here, let me give you a little story. Ready?
All right, here we go, because this is you.
Ready? Okay, first.
This is you. With
and
your
I have
dad.
To preface it with first. Because
when was the
there's
first time your stomach was pumped?
No, I was going to say, first time I got alcohol poisoning.
Was when?
I was 14 years old.
Mari, did you hear that? Mari? Are you still with us, Mari? I cannot wait for you guys to meet. You guys are going to be amazing together.
I have a question first off, Mari. When was your first time getting alcohol poisoning pumped?
Mari, when was your stomach first pumped?
Mari,
I've never
had
my stomach pumped, but my first time getting drunk was sophomore year of high school.
Ooh.
Really?
Mari.
Oh, nerdalicious. What was that like? Two beers and did you throw up?
No, I was at a hotel in Cabo San Lucas with my family for New Year's, mm-hmm. and my friend and I got drunk off of those Baileys with the ice cream and chocolate type of thing.
All right, let's all stop talking at once. Anyway,
oh
here we go.
God.
So sorry. I can't believe it. Yeah, no. Anyway,
please
tell us.
So first time I got alcohol poisoning, I was 14 years old, and I don't remember any of this, but so I am told. I went to the hospital, blah, blah, blah. I ended up coming home.
Went to the hospital, blah, 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 14 years ago.
And I ended up coming home, and my brother had called all of his friends over to watch me as I made a an absolute joke of myself. And my poor little sister is sitting there crying, whatever. I don't remember any of this.
Your sister's like 6 at this time, yes?
Yeah, she was really young, really young. She's 5 years younger than me, so I was 14. She was 9 years old. Look, I can do math.
Ruined.
Completely ruined. I actually took her first shot with her the other day. Now she's 14. It was interesting.
No, wait, she's 14?
Yeah.
So, okay, so we already got her started.
Yeah, we got over it. Well,
I was nervous.
I started younger than she did, but I finally have convinced
her. But we got
her.
Okay, but she can catch up. No, she can catch up.
She can definitely catch up. She's got a few years to catch up. Okay.
Very good.
Anyway, so long story short, my father, of course, the next day was like, seriously, Roxy? Oh, my God. Didn't yell at me, whatever, but was like, I am so disappointed in you. Clean that crap up. Like, there was vomit all over me.
Good dad. I've met Pop. Great guy.
Yeah, he's an unbelievable guy. My mom, of course, cried all day. My daughter. Da-da. My brother, too, was 2 years older than me and never had a sip of alcohol. That was the first time, you know? And that was the most I ever got yelled at for that. The next time I got alcohol poisoning, one year later, after hearing it so much, whatever, that time sucked, too. And I'm like, oh, God. But then, like, after that, you know, when I was just home for December... It's like, of course I do things they don't like. I'm only 19, and they're like, Roxy. And they'll say, don't ever do that to yourself, Roxy. You shouldn't do this to yourself. We're so disappointed in you. And I sit there for about a minute, and I'm like, oh, why'd I do that? And then I'm like, all right, moving on now. Because you can't live that kind of lifestyle and keep getting pissed at yourself. Like, you do what you do, you know? Like, she is young, just like J-Wa was saying. She's young. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying drinking till you vomit's right. I'm not saying hurting the people around you is right. But what I am saying is, I don't think she was like, oh, whatever, I don't give a crap about my father. I think she's just heard it so many times, and she's not ready to change as a person. Like she was saying, she's going to party till she's 90.
Roxy, have you heard of our Celebrity Rehab Edition show that we cover on Wednesday nights?
I was just thinking the same exact thing.
Are you wanting me to cover it, or are you wanting me to go on it? Because I'd have to be a celebrity first.
Lessons learned.
We just want you to learn lessons from it.
I'll watch. No, I have learned lessons. I'm definitely better than I was. No, I am. I'm here, right?
What are your plans tonight?
All my friends are on.
I know, this kills you.
All my friends are on a bus with strippers, and I'm here at work.
High five.
Thank you.
Why are they on a bus with strippers?
Because they're amazing. Because their lives are amazing, Mari. You think it's like you and me, like working like idiots? What are we doing? They're alive. That's why. Just say it. Because my life is amazing.
Because my life is amazing.
Yes. And my friends' lives are amazing.
And my friends' lives are equally as amazing.
And we have a huge case of the don't cares. We only care about just having fun and drinking because that's the meaning of life.
I can't say that one.
No. Why?
Because.
Morals.
All right, if you allow me, Roxy and Mari both come from money. It's like the prince and the popper.
Am I the popper?
You're the drunkard.
I prefer that. So the princess, thank you, there you are, Mari, and the drunkard. How about
I like that story.
I'm telling you, she's like Bizarro Mari.
You know what, though? I get stuff done.
Now, Roxy, who sings that?
I don't know.
Eddie Murphy.
I'll remember. I'm usually pretty good at that.
That doesn't even like it. That, I just love it. It doesn't even phase you. Like, isn't that weird that Eddie Murphy sang a song?
No.
That's not weird to you that he had a hit song?
The donkey from Shrek.
Think about every single celebrity that sings now. They're everywhere. Eddie Murphy, I mean, it didn't sound like him.
But he's a movie star, though.
Yeah.
He's not like that kind of celebrity.
There are a lot of movie stars.
All right, anyway, all right, here we go. All right, so then she gets depressed from...
And that's
from
how you know him.
What happened,
the donkey
right?
from Shrek. Right.
So she gets depressed. Snooki gets depressed. And that seemed legitimate.
Yeah.
She seemed like she was really sad.
Because sometimes party girls get down on themselves. You know, I had an off semester last semester the whole time. You know, when you have like...
Whoa, what was your off semester?
You know what? I wasn't going out as much. I was here often.
What? Phil, is this true?
Yeah.
You were here once a week.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, Monday and Thursday.
Yeah, but you know what?
Monday, how awesome is Monday?
Mondays and Thursdays at SC, you know, that's when they go out. People don't go out on the weekends, really. I'm just saying, like, I was here a little bit. I was doing a lot of student films. I was auditioning for other things.
Whoa. You've been porn? Doing student films?
Yeah.
You're actually doing something?
I actually do things with my life. It's crazy,
what are you
I know.
No, because we were
you know what I don't do?
Phil, I said to Phil, I said, you know what? I said, what does she do? And I said, what is she doing? We need to, like, I think we need to get involved here. Like, not intervention-wise, but intervention-wise, career-wise. Because when I met you, like, it was, I want to do this, I want to do that. I'm like, okay, let's get you on a plan.
I would love to. But
so
here's what I don't do.
That's good you did student films. I didn't know that.
Here's what I don't do.
Where was I?
I don't know. You're MIA.
You don't. All right. First off, to clarify, whenever we see Roxy, she's like, yeah, I'm going to a party. Yeah, I was drunk last. Like, we don't ever hear this news.
I don't sleep ever. Ever. So I get all my stuff done, and then even if it's like 2 a.m, I'll go out, you know, like I just like to go out. So it's like, I don't know, people like to do their own thing. If you want to read a book, you can read a book. I'm gonna go drink out with my friends.
Okay, very
That's
good.
That's how I actually
sounds
do
good.
It.
Okay.
Sounds good, moving on.
So Snooki, how does she end up beating her depression? She finally meets her Gorilla Juice head.
Yeah.
Her dreams. She's Irish though, that's the only bad thing.
And with some Pinot Grigio.
Right, she's allowed one Pinot Grigio.
She had a little girl talk.
Right. Exactly.
And she gave birth in the toilet. I mean, this girl
disgusting.
Is unbelievable.
Can we please talk about
the sand between the chest?
Disgusting. I mean, if you have, after a day of being in jail, which you're by yourself, and you still have sand in between your breasts like that?
Well, what is she supposed to do? In the middle of the jail cell, open up her boobs and shake out
the
sand?
No, no, no. But what he's saying is you would come home and shower.
I mean, something. Like,
I mean, she was...
And then not only that, but like, just think about what would happen. I mean, if that, just from being at the beach, what happens after a night with these gorillas? What's lingering the next day?
Now, I told you. Well. I gave you an inside story on that. You know, I know someone who does makeup and did makeup for her. For a morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And
when was this?
We talked about this last
year ago,
season 2
years ago, maybe.
Okay.
It was a year or two ago. And she was not very hygienic. Just put it that way. Not very hygienic. Well, you know, that's her personality. She doesn't really care a lot.
Well,
care much, right?
You know, it came down
sprays
to.
It with the tan.
In this episode, she
you
blamed
just
it all on.
Tan over it, right, Mari? That's what you do.
Mari?
Mari! Did we lose her?
We lost Mari.
Mari, I miss you already.
Anyway, go ahead, Phil.
Well, I was going to say, you know, we got an explanation of why she's doing this, and it's because she blames it all on Emilio back from season 2.
Oh, that's right, because of what Emilio put it through.
Excuses, man.
He was a hot mess in the first season. Like.
But now but now she's met her nice Irish juicer, Gorilla Juicer.
Oh.
So exciting.
Which Irish people drink. And,
right.
and now you're quitting.
No,
drinking.
She's getting no. She's gonna get back on the horse.
Yeah,
don't even
absolutely.
Worry. Don't even worry. Moving on, Tom and JWoww.
Mm.
We've been seeing the cracks in the armor since the first day she left the house. Little snide comments back and forth between the two of them.
Yep.
She misses the anniversary, and we get to this point in time.
Here's what I learned: never, ever, ever let a guy talk to you that way. Because once they start, there's no end to it. No, regardless of what she's done to him, anything like that, girls are looked at in a different way. And if you let a guy start absolutely tearing you apart, telling you what to wear, telling you what you can and cannot do, and you're at the Jersey Shore where you're supposed to be having so much fun, or you're in Miami, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely screwed.
Yeah, and on the flip of the coin, when you're a guy, guys, this is why you don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because 9 out of 10 times... they'll wake up one day and they'll get smart. They'll get wise to the scam.
Yeah.
And then they'll leave you and you will be crushed, which that guy is.
Especially because he's nothing. Goodbye now, Tom.
And
I'll never see you again.
And now I was thinking of as I saw this is that if he were the one famous, she would have been dropped like a hot potato immediately.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Guys are like that, but girls are more decent. You know, overall, no matter what people say in terms of relationships, they're much more monogamous. She hung in with him.
And, you know, she really didn't cheat on him.
No. I mean, but after that, he shamed her probably so bad that she was like, I'm never going to go near that again. And that's why in Miami, it was all about late night, you know, early bird dinners, dancing with gay guys.
Mm-hmm.
She was such a bore fest.
It's all apologies all the time. And if you have to say sorry for everything or you have to yell about everything... It's done. The relationship is over.
The best thing to do in those situations is be as kind and polite and as courteous to whoever you're dating. So many other good things will come out of it. But when you're like that, you're
smile
eventually,
and be happy and do fun things.
But eventually it's going to get to you, and it got to him.
Damn the consequences.
That's right. That's right.
God.
But it did. But, you know, that's what happened. And that's that. It ended things. And he's so hurt. And being a typical male, instead of showing his pain through tears or whatever, now he's going to be cruel.
I've got a little confession to make, though.
What?
I think Roger's a cutie.
Well, that's nice. I told you. I said, Roger, I'm going to find you a gorilla juicer. I said that during the
Roger
show.
Roger said he doesn't like kids. Roger said he doesn't like Christmas. And Roger said he's from New England. I hate kids. Christmas is my least favorite holiday.
Christmas, come on.
I hate Christmas.
We talked about this. You like it's a wonderful
life. This is the first
time
I got alcohol poisoning on Christmas. And since I'm 4 years in the hospital for various reasons on Christmas, it's just a weird day for me. Bizarre. But it's
wonderful. Why were the other hospital reasons?
Inflammation of the joints, viral blood disease. I just have weird stuff happen on Christmas.
You know what it is?
I had a 105 fever.
I can tell you why.
I psych myself out. Why?
Partially, yes, that's part of it.
Okay.
It's because you go full tilt. In life, like you go full
time,
you
push yourself to your limits.
And what happens is, your body knows. It's why people. You ever hear someone say, "Oh my God, I'm so sad. I got sick on my vacation."
Yeah.
It's because your body holds back any sickness or illness or anything. It holds back because it knows it needs to. I got to get to the through finals.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to get through midterms. I have
and then
to.
All of a sudden,
but you know, Christmas is off, and that's why I can't tell you how many times on our holidays. I get massive migraines.
Right.
And it could be any of the holidays.
Right.
Thanksgiving.
Or if I'm in a show, if I'm in a play, and then the next day I'm so sick, but you make it through
that's
the play.
Right.
You make it through your finals.
And then it's like, then your guard knows, the body knows it can chill, and that's when it all comes in.
But I'm telling you, I think Roger's a cutie.
So that's good. Well, I'm happy for you.
I'm jealous.
I told you, I want to get you a gorilla juicer so bad.
Let's find me one.
You're always gonna be with Gorilla Juicers until when you make your choice to settle down.
I'm telling you, I met
this
guy.
Then you're gonna go with a nice Jewish man.
Roxy's got a boo.
I've got a boy. He's not my boo.
He's not a boy.
What's the difference?
And he's not a Gorilla Juice head. A boo's like your boyfriend.
I know. Phil texted me. He's like, yeah, she's got. And I was like, Phil, no, I'm not interested. What's that have to do with us? Nothing to do with us.
That's true.
We don't want him around.
So find me a nice Juice head.
We're gonna find you a more. We talked about it. If there's anyone, all joking aside, that either belongs on the Jersey Shore or one of these shows, it is our own little Roxy. And so I'm talking to Roxy.
So work for me.
No.
I'll work for me.
Back up. No.
I don't like when he points at me and scaling.
You were saying, no, I don't want to. You know, just already overthinking things. And I said, let's do it.
I need everybody to take a vote. Guys. Like, tweet about it or something.
There you go. No vote.
I think you would own the show.
No, you would. And she will, too. She will. This is how it's going
to
go for you.
For my career, you know I want to be an actress. And it's hard.
Wait,
I think it's hard to go from that to that.
Last week you said personality.
No, you said. You said, I think we need to steer clear from acting and work.
He said
this is becoming the afterbuzz of Roxy. Right.
No, it was before that. You said, no, I'm personality. I said, okay. I said, then
free
we need
Roxy.
To steer clear of the
I am a personality. I don't
know. Well, anyway, we'll talk about it.
Guys, I'm struggling.
Let's cut to a commercial, and we can argue about it off the air.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call at 347-855-8269.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
You mean it's Shakespearean?
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Get in on the AfterBuzz.
347-855-8269.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
Listen on iTunes.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from?
Find us on Facebook.
Your husband or your best friend?
Follow us on Twitter.
But then she's trying to kill him, so it justifies it. I'm like, oh, now it makes sense.
And visit us at AfterBuzzTV.com.
The wig.
Don't let that wig come off, baby.
No! What?
Boardwalk Empire.
Desperate Housewives.
Glee.
Gossip Girl.
Breaking Bad.
Mad Men.
True Blood.
The Walking Dead.
Big Love.
Jersey Shore.
The Oscars.
Celebrity Rehab.
The Emmys.
If it's hot, you can bet we'll be buzzing about it.
So we're back, and Roxy is now topless. I can't even believe it. She just went for it. Wow. You got something good there, too.
Enjoying
looks
you.
Good. Looks real good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Got a little sand right now.
Yeah, I'm completely making that up. Special segment. Okay. And I promised, I know you guys have been waiting, I was going to tell you exactly why.
We're not doing after show first?
No, that's we're going to lead into that because that's the real one. This is me telling.
Okay.
This is me telling, not discussing.
I love lectures.
Okay. This is why these guys get a bad rap as human beings and why they, of all the train wreck reality shows, The Housewives, Bad Girls Club, why these guys are the best. And I don't mean like just the best entertaining. I mean like the best human beings. As I watched the tripod, as we know now, the girls are.
Yep.
And I watched how much JWoww supported Snooki and listened to her and talked to her during her drinking. And then how much in turn Snooki supported JWoww as some really real stuff was going down. I mean, I've been there. I had a family member do exactly what that guy did, what Tom did to her. You know, which is just pilfer through your stuff, steal everything important to you, wipe out your money, all that stuff. And there is Nicole, you know, hugging her and really being there for her. Now, I could give you several other examples, but if you go to the Bad Girls Club, you go to like the Atlanta Housewives, I mean, these people are monsters. They care about nothing but themselves and celebrity time, and it's just like they may give you a moment where it's like, hey, girlfriend, but there is – they don't even connect with other human beings, let alone each other. Mm-hmm. They're just,
that's a fact.
That, thank you very much, Corey. That is a fact. And yet these kids, you see a sweetness to them.
They are good genuine people, sweetness. I think.
Yeah, and you know, and but yet if you grab the average person on the street, oh, those guys, disgusting. Da-da-da. I was here I go name dropping. I'm going to have Rich create a cue for name dropping, but I'm going to drop a name. I flew with I was Al Roker, and the Jersey Shore came up. He's like, ugh, I hope we never – it makes me sick just the fact that we cover them and yada, 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 yada. And you know, you're looking at these guys, and they're actually nice kids. I mean, they're crazy. They definitely have their bad qualities, as we all do. But if you put them against all the other train wreck reality shows, the Rock of Loves, the Bad Girls, I'm trying to think of the other ones that are out there. I see a lot of nice redeeming qualities. I see good friendship, and I see where they're really decent.
No, go ahead.
I think they came into the show with that family attitude. You know,
but you see that a lot as a front on these shows. You know, we're a family, we're girlfriends, we're boys, and it's crap.
But we really see them, like, hanging out with each other after the
show. But they really do.
And they mean it. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
We saw that tonight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to give another example that was, like, when Vinny and Polly D came in with the video camera, you know, they were like, Snooki's upset. We're going to come in. We're going to help her. And they were video camming JWoww's put the video camera on JWoww's tits and on Snooki's poof and whatever. And it was – they really didn't have to do that. You know, they go out of their way to cheer each other up.
Right, right.
So, it's just touching,
So it's one of the you know it's one of the nicer things from being a psychotic Guido, and I know you're Greek and you're Jewish, but if it's and I'm pointing to Jesse for Greek and Roxy for Jewish, you know me with mainly Italian roots, it's like the things that I'm kind of embarrassed of is the yelling and the screaming and the like, literally fist fighting each other like 1 minute and then afterwards hugging each other the next, or like you do that, you have those fights within the family, but then when outside forces come, you're totally tight.
It's family business.
And as much as it's like it's so dysfunctional and crazy and mental, there's something that I charming about it that I love. And I see it with these guys. Anyway, it's like as I saw the show tonight and I saw the things they were doing, that it came to my mind. I'm like, oh my God, like the Housewives, like Atlanta and them, they're terrible.
Yeah.
So why do they have such a bad rep though?
Because on the surface, two reasons. One, on the surface, you know, the way they appear.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, the accolades they're receiving.
It's fuzzy math.
See? It's fuzzy math. But we have a lot of...
How does he choose these?
We live in a world where, you know, people are going to be kind of jealous anyway and haters. And so they see situation making 5 or 10 million a year, which whether he does or he doesn't, that's what they're hearing. And so they're like, just for doing that.
Oh, he sucks. Yeah.
Yeah, and so they get all angry. But it's like, if you really watch a show and you take a step back and you compare them to the other shows, you're like, wait a second. You know, who do you think is a nicer person? Snooki or Paris Hilton?
Right.
No, absolutely.
Answer for me, right?
Snooki, for sure. Snooki. The only person on the show, the only person that I can't say that about, honestly, is Sammy. I don't think she's a good person.
We had some revelations about Sammy last week. Once again, I always have to right the ship. Even Maria was sitting where Jesse was sitting. Maria Menounos was sitting last week. Same thing. Everyone was on the Sammy hate parade. I'd been on it for every week up to this, but I had a moment. I had one of my moments. And I were you, Jesse, you weren't here yet.
No, I wasn't.
So here was my moment. I said,
was
you know,
I here?
No, you weren't here. Were you on the show with Maria? No, you weren't. You weren't here. Oh. It was a Monday. That was
a
big sorority night. Must have been some huge event. Didn't they fly in a donkey or something? Anyway.
Camel.
Like it was a camel. But what I realized was this. I said to Maria, I said, you know, you're so critical of Sammy and everyone else's, and that's fine. I said, but Maria, I said you in general. So I'm saying this to Maria.
Oh, okay.
And I said, what if you were in that house? And she said, oh my God, I would react the same way. And I said, let's take a step back. This is a girl who just wants to be with her boyfriend, who's the type of girl who just kind of wants to stay and rent movies, probably like go for ice cream, maybe go bowling, have her hang out with his parents. She's just that girl. That's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
And she's in a house with women who like party 6-7 days a week. I mean, most of the girls I went to college with could never, ever keep up. They'd end up being like Sammy.
But you know what?
They need to be really quiet like Mari, or she has a little bit of a spine.
And I hear you. I'm totally
so
hearing you.
But I'm not saying she's a saint. What I'm saying is she's not as bad as you think.
Right, I definitely am hearing you. But when Sammy came into the show, she says, I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet. And I don't
But you don't consider call yourself a bitch.
Oh, I'm definitely a bitch.
There you go.
But Sammy's not a good person is what I'm seeing. Like, I don't think she has anybody's back. I think she only has her best interest at heart.
But why? Because they're monsters, though. We don't know that. We'd have to see her with her friends from school or her friends she grew up with.
How come she's never had
a Whereas Angelina was completely detached.
Yeah, but Angelina at least had
That's
other
a good
friends.
Point.
Like,
I don't know.
She has Ron. And it doesn't seem like she has I never see her on the phone with her friends. I never see
anything. We don't know that, though. But we don't know because it's probably not good television. They're probably boring.
It's TV, so you can't really
that's true.
You're not seeing everything of every character. I don't think they're bad people. I think it's
I could never.
I liked her up until this season because it was just like once this season came, I mean, I get the whole boyfriend-girlfriend thing. She wants to be in the house with her boyfriend. She gets upset with Ronnie because...
Well, they're crazy.
And I get that. I
for a girl. I mean, for a guy, it's fun.
And it was
but
cool.
For a girl,
it was cool for the
it's
first
insanity.
Yeah, you know, and it was cool for the first couple seasons, but it's like the beginning of, what was it, Monday's episode... all of a sudden, she just came at Ronnie, and it's like...
Well, she, again, because she's wearing down. She doesn't belong there, but again, she's there for business reasons, because how could she leave?
But the type of drama she's bringing now isn't the type of drama that the other girls in the house are bringing. It's clashing, and it's just like, not that I don't like Sammy, I just don't like what she's bringing this season.
No, I agree with all that. What I'm saying is... I had the realization, like, you know what?
But maybe she's not a bad
Most
person.
Most normal girls, normal girls... would be like that. Now they may react differently. They might just go into their shell and be quiet and kind of read books and be that kind of girl who just takes the beating, a la Mari. Or it's like, you know, this girl's like just saying, hey, back the F off. But as Maria, you know, would completely confess to be like, you're right. I would be exactly like her. I'd stand my ground. I'd be like, you're gross. You're all make me. And you had to see Maria at Emerson. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, you're at college living in Boston. You're living the dream. And she was just like, quiet. I can't get my words out. I mean, she was Sammy.
Oof.
So it's, we've talked about this. Shh.
No, I'm oofing like, oof, I see what you're saying. I'm thinking about myself. And I know
you're one of them.
No, that's not what I was about to say. Hold on.
All right.
What I'm about to say is sometimes Sammy does something, and I told you guys even last week, I feel bad for her sometimes. And I get that. I see the human side of her. But I would pray that I wouldn't react that way because I think that when everyone's getting along and you're the only one who can't get along with everybody, you have to look at yourself.
Or you
for whatever reason.
Or look at the situation.
Yeah, or look at the situation.
And
step back.
And do what?
step back and look
and just be quiet and phony and go along. That's
no,
all.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying step back and then agree with them. I'm saying step back and have a conversation
just,
instead of.
But she's
oh,
doing that
bitch,
now.
I'm gonna come at you and punch you in the
but
face.
She did,
like,
but she did that. She had the conversation with
finally,
Stephanie.
Finally, but it took a year.
I'm just saying, any normal girl that's put in that situation is going to react. Now, she happens to be the type of girl that I would – I don't like the ones that just completely crumble and get quiet. As a guy, if I'm dating a girl like that, I always like to think of, God, if something happens to me, I want someone who's going to be able to stand up right. for the family and run things. And like those little nice, sweet girls, but I've dated them. And as wonderful as they are, and it's like you can't leave anything on their plate. They can't run. They can't run the house. They can't step in when you need them to. Whereas, like a girl like that, she'll run a good house. Like she'll probably run a good household for somebody. Like she'll
yeah,
be a
I
good,
see what you're saying.
She'd be a good partner to somebody. I mean, if you were going to date one of them, I think that's why when we were saying, I initially was like, oh, because she's the prettiest one in the house. But as I thought about it, I'm like, wait, she's normal. Now Angeline was a spoiled. Overindulged, detached person. That was like, but this one, she just doesn't belong, but not for the reasons we think. Because she's just kind of normal.
She definitely
She's
is.
Kind of like your average girl that you know, went to the prom and, you know, and it was all about that day and it was supposed to be all about her wedding day. And, you know, she was supposed to be more of a traditional girl. And then the universe stepped in and thrust her on this show. But that's why, if you know, even when I've heard about her on the red carpet, she's very unsure of herself. She's like, oh, I want to work on my brand. And she kind of has kind of the catchphrases down. But she's not really owning it because it's not her.
Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But let's talk about the after show.
Okay.
So we get to see get a little bit more about the tripod. That's the first time I think I've heard that.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
So we have MVP with the boys, and now the girls are the tripod. And we get to see how these three – get along. It's a complete love fest. It's a complete love affair. We're noticing that JWoww, every time we seem to see her more recent stuff, her appearance is changing. Mm-hmm. She's losing weight. She's doing her hair and makeup better.
Her boobs are staying the same size, but she's getting skinnier.
As she explained.
The lips.
The lip.
What about the lips?
The lip. The one lip.
The top lip.
Just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little duck-like, but she, you know what? She walked out and I said, oh, she looks way better. She really does look way better, and I can appreciate that. She doesn't have to be perfect. She does her own thing. I wouldn't wear a dress like that out. It's a little skanky, but for her, it covered what it needed to cover. Her legs looked great. I thought she looked good.
Yeah.
Her hair looked undamaged. Her eye makeup looked pretty good.
Yep.
I loved the scene of her bawling her eyes out and her tanner just dribbling down her
neck. It looked like blood streaming down her throat.
It was kind of scary.
Yeah.
But again, I had to say, I've been there before. I've gone into like my apartment and seen
and
it.
And your tanner was leaking.
And my tanner leaked all over me, yes. Because to have your whole life like torn, you know, like, and God only knows what he took. And the other thing is, God, we skipped over it earlier, is the hard drive's missing.
Yes.
And is that the alleged, I've sex heard that tape. There's sex tapes. Now, you wonder if that's planned or shenanigans.
I think it was photographs that I heard there were. And
do you think, do you think that's genuine, or could that have been a setup?
Genuine, I think.
Genuine. See, on this show, God, it's like, that's why the show gets so much credit, because any other show, it's just shenanigans. They, like, plant this stuff. But on this show, you know, so much of it's genuine.
Party tonight.
Say that one. What is that one
called? Party tonight.
What is it?
Party tonight.
Cardin denied?
It's party tonight.
Party tonight.
Kind of a
party tonight. Yeah.
Well, that's what Brant was saying last week.
Right.
That he was like, honestly, I know people who work on the show and it's all real.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't believe that about any other show.
Well, we saw that. I really felt that tonight with seeing the tripod.
Right.
And seeing JWoww and Snooki, and then even bringing in, you know, Little D.
Right.
Made me connect with them more. It made me see that softer side. It made me feel like, okay, well, now the house is going to be interesting because they all have each other's backs now.
Right.
And
yeah, I'm really happy that Dina came into the house and people liked her, because I didn't want another enemy there and just like another Angelina. So I'm happy they made this tripod, and they seem to be flowing well, you know.
No, and taking us right into predictions is a natural segue. You know, next week, man, we're right back to Sammy drama. I mean, it's going to be like, you know.
Yeah, where was she this episode? She just kind of, the only thing that she said was, oh, he has a boyfriend.
We needed a break. We needed a break. I'm getting the cue from Corey that we shouldn't be going to predictions because we have with Roxy Stryer, AfterBuzz News and Gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Snooki and JWoww are shooting a pilot this weekend for a spin-off show. The pilot will be shot in Long Island over the weekend. There's no special hook. It's just JWoww and Snooki being themselves.
Very interesting.
I haven't heard about this.
Well, here's what's going to, I think we're going to have. We're going to have the same business model the Kardashians have, where you've got the Kardashian as like, the Kardashians as the mother show, and then you've got all the spin-off shows that go year-round. So this is good news, because I was afraid that they were going to do Pauly's show, Snooki and JWoww, The Situation, and that's it, and drop the Jersey Shore. I was so scared. And then, you know, this gets watered down and splintered. So we're going to keep the mother show. We reported last week in the news.
Right. So why don't we think there's a tripod? Why isn't it a tripod spinoff?
Oh, very interesting.
You know?
In Long Island.
Maybe she's just not. Dina doesn't seem that into it to me sometimes.
She's totally into it.
I don't know.
I think she likes hanging out with guys.
But though. Yeah, right. That's maybe what it is.
She's not into the. It's not the fame that she's into. She's into the party.
It might be too similar to the Jersey Shore, where this is going to be a girly show. Maybe.
Yep.
Yeah, I see that.
Anyway, the situation has recounted what happened with castmate Dina Nicole Cortez on the first episode of Jersey Shore's third season on Jay Leno last night. Quote, what happened was, I could see she was trying to come on to me. Normally, as a guy, when a girl's standing butt naked in front of you, normally, 9 out of 10 times, it's a good situation. But I'll be honest, my head was telling me yes, but downstairs was telling me no. End quote. Lena then joked, quote, you know what that means, you're getting old, my friend, end quote. To which the situation pretended to be upset, saying, quote, no, I'm trying to be a little more more selective with my casting.
It's very nice, God, and those guys on Leno. Just love it. I love it.
Did they never hook up?
No, they didn't.
No.
You just watch her drop her little panties and...
Just and good tension. God, and I love seeing her in her little bikini and her heels.
I can't tell if she's chubby or what.
That's so great.
A little cowboy.
Roxy, would you do that? Would you go to the... Would you ever walk with your bikini and your heels to the hot tub?
You know, ultimate pet peeve of mine, bikini and heels. I can't do...
Oh, my God. Ugh. Why? It looks so nice.
No, it's weird. You don't go to the beach or hot tub or whatever
but
in heels.
But that's the whole thing. It's about the presentation.
Oh,
it's
well,
about,
on camera.
It's maybe the Miss America
maybe
contest.
I won't do as well on the show as I thought I would. Moving on.
Disappointing.
Pauly D is on the list of people who can't wait for Justin Bieber's Never Say Never to hit theaters on February 11th. He said, I'm a believer in 25 things you don't know about me survey. Among the majority of things that we actually already did know about DJ, he also includes, I say a prayer every night before I go to bed, and I get a manicure every other week.
I love how he's a believer.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that people say. Justin Bieber, I got the Bieber fever, I'm a Belieber.
I mean, there's a whole other discussion on like, how long is that going to last, do you think?
Do
you think he's going to grow with this?
Is his voice going to crack at some point? Like,
yeah, but that's where they get weird and start doing like hormone injections like Michael Jackson did, and they get all like, it affects their appearance, and I don't know if he'll go that route.
I don't know.
Do you think he'll, I mean,
he's won too many awards already.
So you think he will grow with it?
Nah.
I mean, we've never seen a guy, have we ever seen a guy grow with it?
No.
Other than Michael Jackson?
No, Nick Carter was a big
done.
Kid, but now
gone.
But then he can, I don't know.
Just Michael Jackson's the only one. Sure. I mean, we've seen girls do it, so it'll be interesting to see if he pulls out.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Ology.com came out with a What If Jersey Shore Was Star Wars article. Vinny would be Luke Skywalker, JWoww would be Princess Leia, Pauly D would be Han Solo, The Situation would be Obi-Wan, Snooki would be R2-D2, Dina would be C-3PO, Ronnie would be Darth Vader, since everything started off so promising with him, till he met the Emperor, who would be none other than Sammy Sweetheart. And Angelina, of course, would be Chewbacca, because she looks like a dog.
I can't tell if, like, whoever created this is just completely lame.
Yes.
Because I don't see any... they don't resemble the characters. I could think of better choices. Or if the characters are so far in contrast to the characters in Star Wars that it would just all be lame to begin with no matter what. Just go on to the next one.
Oh, I wanted to comment.
I mean, go ahead, comment.
I was going
to
say, JWoww is Princess Leia? What the hell is that? Anyway, that was all I had to say. Although she's worked hard for... although she's always had a figure envied by millions of fans, J-Well says that even after 7 months of hard work, she's lost over 20 pounds and feels better than she's ever has. She attributes her new figure to Ab Cut supplements.
Which she gets paid for.
Which she happens to promote, as well as less drinking and overall partying. Quote, I can fit into the jeans I wore when I was 21. Overall, my body's gotten tighter and more toned.
Now, see, what bothered me about her is she still a chain smoker, I wonder? That's what always bothers me about people who go to the gym and, like, still smoke.
Well, she was out smoking the cigarette as, talking to Snooki.
Yeah, and you know what? As an ex-smoker, that shit, that crap makes you lose so much weight.
Yeah, so probably, yeah, she probably is.
Seriously, I don't know. That's not good. Don't smoke, kids. In the past episodes, we reported Chloe Sevigny, is that how you say it?
Sevigny,
denying rumors between her and Pauly D. Well, now Pauly D finally came out and denied them. I just went to a Knicks game, and she was there. She's a really cool girl, but we're not dating. I'm single. I'm on the market and looking.
Amen, Pauly D, baby.
Pauly, I'm here.
Have fun.
Want my number? The Situation is getting a web series, and you could be his co-star. Yobi.tv, an online talent competition site, announced this week Mike Sorrentino will play the lead fictional character in a comedy series, the content and premiere of which will be announced soon. The Situation's co-star are also yet to be determined. Yobi.tv is hosting a contest where one aspiring male and female actor will win the opportunity to act alongside Sorrentino and force the word situation into as much dialogue as possible.
You know, Vinny's actually, so far from what I've seen, Vinny's the best actor out of them. Yeah. Because Vinny's done a lot of parody stuff.
I haven't seen Situation do anything.
I haven't seen him do anything. This will be, we'll give it a look.
I guess. Dina Nicole has joked that she likes her men to be lean cuisine. She made the comment during an appearance in the Ellen DeGeneres show on Monday. Quote, lean cuisines are guys who are taller with nice abs and are just lean. They're good for you, too. So they're like lean cuisines.
Okay, well, it's good to see. It's good to see she's away from, taking a step away from the gorilla juice heads.
It's good to see that she knows what lean cuisine is.
No, but, they're all into the gorilla juice heads. Nice.
Speaking of people into the gorilla juice heads, Snooki with the latest victim of a death hoax. People tweeted that she died from a drug overdose.
That's actually kind of funny.
Drugs and alcohol.
That's kind of funny.
I don't know. I'd believe it. Yeah. What if we just never saw her?
Totally would believe it. America's retarded sweetheart, gone.
I'm so happy I didn't see that. I would have cried. Well, anyway, that's your AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore news and gossip for the week of January 20th, 2011.
Oh, thank you, my dear Roxy. Okay, so we were talking about predictions, jumping around as usual. So what are we going to see next week, guys? Jesse, what are we going to see next week?
I'm waiting for Sammy just to snap. Honestly, I really believe she's going to snap. I think she's going to cause one of the biggest blowouts on the
close
show.
Fist punch to Ronnie, yes. Which now they must have gotten complaints about because they cut away. Earlier this season, mm-hmm. You could see the close fist punch. She punches him, hits him square in the jaw. Now they're cutting away.
Yes.
Complaints from who? What do you mean?
I'm
by
sure
that?
They got complaints of like
like abuse.
Not a spousal abuse or whatever. Like reverse abuse. I mean, like a girl hitting mm-hmm. a guy and in today's politically correct world, not a lot of fun.
Right, and we see that she hits him because he's now becoming friends with JWoww after they make up.
Yes.
So what brings them to that
Because
point?
I think, and they didn't show it in this preview, which I'm grateful for, but previews way, way, way at the beginning of the season showed him having a sweet moment with JWoww, kind of an understanding about their relationship, but she's kind of an ear for him or he's an ear for her. And they have a nice moment, and they previewed it about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And I think that's what is going to set it off. And the closed fist punch to the face, which is just gonna set them off. And I think credits will roll as she gets in the limo.
Now these after shows, are these filmed at the end of the season, or was it filmed right after that episode? Because I'm curious if this would make JWoww and Sammy become closer. But we see in the after show today. That JWoww said she still hates Sammy, or that she doesn't.
I think these are shot right now.
Okay.
I think they're recent, and I think that because these guys are so honest, that they're telling you how it is now. Hey, Corey, can you get the guys outside to be louder for us so I can hear them? Maybe we can put a mic out there.
Yeah, I'll try.
To hear them all like yelling while we're
taping. Man on the Street interview.
They're waiting for their turn.
What's their show? After Buzz what? What is it?
It's Beyond Scared Straight.
Yeah. Beyond Scared Straight. Ah, okay.
The show that you guys want me to go on.
We want Roxy, because we see all the little Roxys.
I'm just going to go on every show.
Wising off to all the ex-cons, all the cons. But yeah, I think Sammy is going to punch him in the face, and I think he is going to react, and I think she's now going to have lost her last ally in that house.
I think the whole house is going
to
react.
We see her packing up to leave. She calls and she says, "You need to come get me."
And what's going to stink is, and I know I'm repeating myself, it's going to stink because that executive producer, Sally Sosano, that credit's going to come up as she's in the limo leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to suck. It's going to be such a tease for the next week. So,
and is that all we're going to see next week, do we think? Mm-hmm. Or we see a little more MVPD?
Well, we saw also a clip of some random uncle walking into the house.
Yeah. And it was like...
Well, the girl was with Vinny, right?
Yes. Yeah, and it was like, this is Romeo and Juliet, weird. So
Montague's and the Capulets.
And maybe he knows them in some way, like, I don't know.
That looked kind of interesting.
I don't know, fighting families, Vinny was like, you've got to be kidding me, or said something.
Yeah, no, anyway, it should be...
That girl's kind of cute, though.
Yeah, she actually did look cute. Vinny's always gotten good-looking girls.
Speaking of cute girls, if anybody's watching the commercial, we got in a little argument about that blonde girl in the commercial with Ronnie.
Yes. Please.
Her and Jalissa.
At least a six.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm being generous.
You've got high standards.
You're like I've been drinking.
I'll drop it to a five.
I'll give her a six.
Yeah, right, wear your beer goggles.
You guys, thank you so much. Please, let's come back next week and let's savor these last few weeks that we're going to have with the greatest show on television.
Oh, my God, I'm crying. We'll cover the spinoff.
For producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer Corey Sheehan, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com or buzz into our Twitter account or Facebook page by searching AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.